The holiday surge of COVID-19 cases the state has been bracing itself for has started to hit. HPR looks at what the spike will mean for hospitals in the coming weeks. Hawaii saw its highest single-day increase in new COVID-19 cases since September yesterday.
We are experiencing a surge without a doubt from the holidays. There was a lot of gathering.
That's Lieutenant Governor Josh Green.
We could still go to work, still go out to dinner, but no personal gatherings, and social gatherings just have to be put on hold for 2 weeks. If we do that, we'll see our numbers come down, but we're likely to still see pretty high numbers for at least a week no matter what.
He says these steps should prevent county mayors from rolling back reopening measures. More cases mean more hospitalizations, and there's been a 77% increase in hospitalizations over the last 2 weeks. Hilton Rathel is the president of Healthcare Association of Hawaii, a group that represents hospitals. He says it's likely to get worse.
There will be a continued rise in the number of hospitalizations because we know both from our experience here in Hawaii and from experience on the mainland that there is a lag between the increase in infection rates and the hospital admission rate.
About 120 COVID-19 patients are now in Hawaii's hospitals. At the pandemic's peak in September, hospitals were seeing almost 300 COVID patients on top of other sick people seeking care. At that point, the state used federal funds to bring in more healthcare staff, often the main limitation for hospital capacity. But Rathel says that relief has ended and the state will need to keep its COVID hospitalizations below 200. However, the advances being made in the treatment of the virus may be a bright spot. Take Maui Memorial Medical Center. It's seen an uptick in COVID-19 patients, but has been able to keep its ICU countdown. Mike Rembis is a hospital CEO.
There's other options in the treatment that we didn't have 6 months ago, 8 months ago, but these patients are still very sick, but they're not requiring ICU care and ventilator care as many patients did in the past.
But an overwhelmed hospital can negate these advances. Rathel points to the healthcare systems in places like California where facilities are well beyond capacity.
Does the quality of care suffer when you're at that level? Absolutely, it suffers because you just don't have enough people to go around. You don't have enough resources to go around. People are working way too many hours, which is not a good thing. So we are working very, very hard to ensure that every person who does need hospitalization gets the care that they need, and we want to be able to continue to do that.
About 30,000 people statewide have received a first dose of the vaccine, but only a handful have received the second dose needed 3 or 4 weeks later. Rathel estimates that it'll take several months for the vaccine to make a material impact on the pandemic. In the meantime, he says it'll be another 4 to 6 weeks until the state is through the risk period from the holidays, and Green says if the new infection rates stay this high, hospitals will be completely overrun in 6 weeks. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.